pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us bow our heads while we pray.
现在我们要祷告，请各位低头。
天父上帝，我们恳求你祝福每一位听众。主啊，你知道他们个人的需要，或是有一些有疾病，或者有的灰心，求主一样的祝福他们，医治他们，安慰他们，也求主帮助他们从这个广播中得到福气。我们这样祈求，完全是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Now let us turn in our books to lesson number 16.
现在我们要打开课本到第十六课。
One of the greatest proofs that the Bible was divinely inspired,
论到圣经为神圣末世的一个最大的证明，
lies in its prophecies,
乃是在乎它的预言。
Other books may also contain a record of the past.
其他的书固然也可能包括关于过去的记录。
But the Bible reveals the future.
但是圣经呢，却显示了将来。
Many of these prophecies,
这些个预言之间有很多，
have already been fulfilled.
是已经应验了。
Others are being fulfilled now.
还有一些现在正在应验。
And still others are yet to be fulfilled in the future.
此外还有一些要等到将来才会应验。
Some Bible predictions came to pass very soon after the prophecy was made.
有一些圣经的预言是在预言发出之后不久就应验了。
Perhaps the ones taking longer to fulfill are more amazing.
也许那些需要比较长一点的时间才应验的预言是更能引起人的惊异。
The skeptic cannot say,
怀疑的人不能说，
Well, who knows? After all these years,whether the event came first or the so-called prediction.
他们不可能这样说，说是经过这许多年之后，谁又知道到底这些事件是先发生呢，还是先有所谓的预言呢？
Or another may say,
或者还会有人这样说，
When something seems imminent,
当一些个事情好像逼在眼前的时候，
It is not hard to foretell what is going to take place.
要预言它将要发生，就不是一件困难的事情。
About the time of Confucius,
差不多在孔子的时代，
lived the prophet Ezekiel.
有一位先知名叫以西结。
In his day,
在他那个时候，
Egypt was one of the great nations of earth.
埃及是世上的许多强国中的一个。
She boasted of an ancient civilization.
她以古老的文化而自夸。
Among the earliest forms of written communication.
在这世界上最古老的以书写来达意的方式之中，
were the Egyptian hieroglyphics,
就有那埃及人的象形文字。
Egypt was the center of science,
埃及是科学的中心。
And art,
还有艺术。
and was known as the granary of the world.
并且被称为世界的谷仓。
Concerning Egypt,
论到埃及,
the prophet Ezekiel said,
先知以西结这样说,
It shall be the basest of the kingdoms.
说是埃及必成为列国中最低微的。
Neither shall it exalt itself,
也不再自高,
any more above the nations,
与列国之上。
For I, God, will diminish them,
我就是上帝必减少他们。
That they shall no more rule over the nations,
以致不再辖制列国。
Ezekiel 29:15
以西结二十九章十五节
Have these scriptures been fulfilled?
这些经文有没有应验?
We all know
我们都知道
that Egypt in recent centuries
埃及在最近的几个世纪之内
has not been a powerful nation
并不是一个强国
Only a few years ago,
只不过在几年以前,
did she gain independence,
她才获得独立,
from foreign domination,
就是从外国人的辖制之下获得独立。
Though we now see an independent Egypt,
虽然现在我们可以看见一个独立的埃及,
trying to revive her early glory,
正在设法要恢复她初期的荣耀。
We can know
但是我们可以知道
that Egypt's golden age
埃及的黄金时代
is forever in the past
是永远过去了。
The city of Tyre
这个推罗城
on the coast of the Mediterranean
是在地中海海岸的那个推罗城
was in Ezekiel's day
在以西结的时代
The mistress of the seas
是海上的女主人。
She rivaled Rome in being the commercial center of the world.
她跟罗马互争短长，为世界商业的中心。
Ezekiel prophesied thus regarding Tyre.
以西结论到推罗这样预言说
And they shall destroy the walls of Tyrus.
他们必破坏推罗的墙垣
or Tyre, and break down her towers,
拆毁她的城楼。
I will also scrape her dust from her,
我要刮净尘土。
And make her like the top of a rock,
使她成为净光的磐石。
It shall be a place for the spreading of nets,
它必成为晒网的地方
In the midst of the sea
在海的中间
And they shall lay thy stones
它讲你的石头
And thy timber
你的木头
And thy dust
尘土
In the midst of the water
都抛在水中
Thou shalt be built no more
你不得再建造
For I, the Lord, have spoken it.
因为这是我主耶和华说的。
Ezekiel 26, 4, 5, 12, 14.
以西结26章4, 5, 12, 14节。
Although he himself did not realize it,
虽然他自己并不了解这个预言,
Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon,
就是巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒王
fulfilled the first part of this prophecy
但是他却是应验了这个预言的第一个部分
He laid siege to Tyre for 13 years
他围攻了推罗城有13年之久
before he succeeded in destroying it
然后他就攻进了这个城把它破坏了
At that time
在那个时候
The walls and buildings were torn down
城墙和房子都被拆毁了
But the ruins remained
其中的废墟还是仍旧存在。
What about the part of the prophecy that mentions being scraped?
预言中要 论到要刮光的这一个部分要怎么样呢？
Wait two and a half centuries.
且 等待两个半世纪之后。
In the meantime,
在这个时候，
Tyre had been rebuilt.
推罗要重新建造了，
But not on its old site of Ezekiel's day.
但并不是建在以西结时代的那个古老的旧址上。
It was built on an island.
而是建造在一个海岛上。
Half a mile from shore.
离这个海岸有半英里那么远。
In B.C. 333,
在公元公元前333年
Alexander the Great
亚历山大大帝
fought against the new Tyre
就攻打这个新的推罗
to reach her and to gain the victory
为的是要接近他并获得胜利
in that battle of Issus
就是那一次伊苏斯的战役
he built a causeway
于是他就建筑了一条堤岸
To the island city
一直到达这个海岛上的城市
Using the material from the ruins of old Tyre
所用的材料就是那古推罗的断垣残壁
In order to get enough material
为的是要获得足够的材料
He literally scraped the dust from ancient Tyre.
他就真正地刮净了古时推罗城里的尘土。
Just as God said.
正如上帝所说的。
And left but a barren rock.
所剩下的就是净光的磐石。
Where fishermen today spread their nets.
现在呢，渔夫就在那个地方晒他们的网。
Perhaps the grandest city of all ancient times
也许古时最雄伟的城市
was Babylon
就是巴比伦城
Speaking under inspiration of God
受上帝的灵感而说话
The prophet Isaiah
这先知以赛亚
said of Babylon
论到巴比伦这样说
Babylon The glory of kingdoms.
巴比伦素来为列国的荣耀。
The beauty of the Chaldees' excellency.
为加勒底人所勤夸的华美。
Shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah.
必像上帝所轻浮的索多玛、俄摩拉一样。
It shall never be inhabited.
其中必永无人烟。
Neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation.
世世代代无人居住。
Neither shall the Arabian pitch tent there.
亚拉伯人也不在那里支搭帐篷。
Neither shall the shepherds make their fold there.
牧羊的人也不使羊群卧在那里。
But wild beasts of the desert shall lie there.
只有旷野的走兽卧在那里。
And their houses shall be full of doleful creatures.
爆笑的兽满欲房屋。
Isaiah 13:19-21.
以赛亚书13:19-21.
When Isaiah died,
在以赛亚去世的时候，
his prophecy might have caused the skeptics of that day to laugh.
他的预言很可能使当时怀疑的人讥笑。
Not only was Babylon a great city,
巴比伦不但还是一个大的都市，
but his kings were still enlarging it.
而且他的君王还继续扩大它。
And making of it One of the seven wonders of the ancient world.
使它成为古代世上的七大奇景之一。
However, with the passing centuries,
可是好些世纪过去了。
We find that not one word has failed of this prophecy.
我们发现在这个预言之中没有一句话是落空的。
Today, should you visit the site of Old Babylon?
在今天如果你去参观古巴比伦的遗址，
You would find only crumbled and half excavated ruins.
你只会发现一些个破碎的挖掘了一半的废墟。
Truly did God speak through Isaiah.
上帝借着以赛亚所说的话真是不错。
I am God.
我是上帝。
And there is none like me.
再没有能比我的。
Declaring the end from the beginning.
我从起初指明末后的事。
And from ancient times,
从古时,
the things that are not yet done,
言明未成的事,
Isaiah 46, 9 and 10,
以赛亚书46章9、10节,
To God, the future is as plain as the present or the past.
对于上帝来说,将来和现在以及过去是一样的清楚。
Because of this,
因为这个缘故，
we can trust our future to his guidance.
我们就可以将我们的将来交在他的引导之下。
Let us look at the vocabulary words.
我们来看这一课的生字。
At the foot we have the first word, skeptic.
第一个生字是怀疑者
skeptic. Two, imminent,
迫切的
imminent. Three, hieroglyphics,
象形文字
hieroglyphics. Four, granary,
谷仓
Granary. The next page, number five.
第五个。
Domination.
统治。
Domination. Six. Revive.
复兴。
Revive.Seven, rivaled.
争霸
Rivaled. Eight, siege.
围攻
Siege. Number nine.
第九个
Causeway.
提到
Causeway.And ten, doleful.
悲哀的。
Doleful. Well, let us read this over in English.
我们要把这一课用英文再念一遍。
A prophetic book. One of the greatest proofs that the Bible was divinely inspired...lies in its prophecies. Other books may also contain a record of the past, but the Bible reveals the future. Many of these prophecies have already been fulfilled. Others are being fulfilled now, and still others are yet to be fulfilled in the future. Some Bible predictions came to pass very soon,after the prophecy was made. Perhaps the ones taking longer to fulfill are more amazing. The skeptic cannot say, well, who knows, after all these years, whether the event came first or the so-called prediction. Or another may say, when something seems imminent, it is not hard to foretell,that it is going to take place. About the time of Confucius lived the prophet Ezekiel. In his day, Egypt was one of the great nations of earth. She boasted of an ancient civilization. Among the earliest forms of written communication were the Egyptian hieroglyphics. Egypt was the center of science and art, and was known as the granary of the world. Concerning Egypt, the prophet Ezekiel said, "It shall be the basest of the kingdoms. Neither shall it exalt itself any more above the nations. For I, God, will diminish them, that they shall no more rule over the nations." Ezekiel 29:15. Have these scriptures been fulfilled? We all know that Egypt in recent centuries has not been a powerful nation. Only a few years ago did she gain independence from foreign domination. Though we now see an independent Egypt trying to revive her early glory, we can know that Egypt's golden age is forever in the past. The city of Tyre on the coast of the Mediterranean was in Ezekiel's day the mistress of the seas. She rivaled Rome in being the commercial center of the world. Ezekiel prophesied thus regarding Tyre, "And they shall destroy the walls, Tyrus, Tyre, and break down her towers. I will also scrape her dust from her and make her like the top of a rock. It shall be a place for the spreading of nets in the midst of the sea. And they shall lay thy stones and thy timber and thy dust in the midst of the water. Thou shalt be built no more, for I, the Lord, have spoken it." Although he himself did not realize it, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, fulfilled the first part of this prophecy. He laid siege to Tyre for 13 years before he succeeded in destroying it. At that time, the walls and buildings were torn down, but the ruins remained. What about the part of the prophecy that mentions being scraped? Wait 2.5 centuries. In the meantime, Tyre had been rebuilt, but not on its old site of Ezekiel's day. It was built on an island 0.5 mile from shore. In B.C. 333, Alexander the Great fought against the new Tyre. To reach her and to gain the victory in that battle of Issus, he built a causeway to the island city, using the material from the ruins of old Tyre. In order to get enough material, he literally scraped the dust from ancient Tyre, just as God said, and left but a barren rock, where fishermen today spread their nets. Perhaps the grandest city of all ancient times was Babylon. Speaking under inspiration of God, the prophet Isaiah said of Babylon, "Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees' excellency, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. Neither shall the Arabian pitch tent there, neither shall the shepherds make their fold there, but wild beasts of the desert shall lie there, and their houses shall be full of doleful creatures." Isaiah 13:19-21. When Isaiah died, his prophecy might have caused the skeptics of that day to laugh. Not only was Babylon a great city, but his kings were still enlarging it and making of it one of the 7 wonders of the ancient world. However, with the passing centuries, we find that not one word has failed of the prophecy. Today, should you visit the site of old Babylon, you would find only crumbled and half-excavated ruins. Truly did God speak through Isaiah, "I am God, and there is none like me," declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done. to God, the future is as plain as the present or the past. Because of that, we can trust our future to His guidance. Dear friends,
亲爱的朋友,
if God knows the future of nations,
如果上帝知道国家的将来,
surely He knows your future and my future.
当然他也知道你我的将来,
then let us place our lives completely in His hands.
这样我们应当将我们的生命完全交在他的手里,
and He will guide us in the right way.
他一定会引领我们行走正路。
So let us say goodbye now until the next broadcast.